This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Parishioners mourned dead and prayed for the missing in Hawaii churches as communities began looking ahead to a long recovery from last week's wildfire in Maui. The blaze demolished a historic town and killed more than 90 people. Hawaii officials urged tourists to avoid traveling to Maui because many hotels are preparing to house evacuees and first responders. In an interview, Lahaina resident David says he survived by getting out of the car in which three others were fleeing, but his friends perished when the flames consumed the vehicle.
I saw one friend dead on the ground like a piece of charcoal, like Pompeii almost, just dead. I mean, there's nothing you could do. It was that fast.
Authorities are also warning that the effort to find and identify the dead is just beginning. Taiwan's vice president visits the U.S. and says Taiwan will not back down to threats while Beijing condemns the trip. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The island's vice president told supporters if Taiwan is safe, then the world is safe, and Taiwan will not back down in the face of authoritarian threats. William Lai, also front-runner to be Taiwan's next president at January elections, is in the United States on what is officially a transit stop on his way to Paraguay for the inauguration of its new president. Taiwan and the United States both say the stopovers, including one in San Francisco on the way back, are routine, but China has denounced them and called Lai a separatist troublemaker. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is now saying that he's made another inspection of munitions factories and ordered a drastic increase in production of missiles. This is VOA News. Niger's military regime vowed late Sunday to prosecute the ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, for high treason and slammed West African leaders for imposing sanctions on the country. Niger's military leaders said that they would prosecute him for high treason and undermining the internal and external security of Niger, according to a statement. The 63-year-old Bazoum and his family have been held at the presidential office residence since the coup, with international concern mounting over his conditions and detention. Russian shelling in southern Ukraine killed at least 7 people, and warring shots were fired at Russian warships, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
In Ukraine, a newborn baby was among the half dozen victims killed in shelling in the southern Kherson region. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces say they've captured back some land in the Zaporizhia region. President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking Western allies for their weapons contributions, including the Patriot missiles, which he says save civilians lives. And in the Black Sea, a Russian warship fired warning shots at a cargo ship flagged to Palau. It's the first aggression against a merchant ship other than Ukraine's since Moscow pulled out of the global grain deal. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 55 people have been killed, more than 1 million affected by 2 weeks of torrential rains causing floods and landslides in southeast Bangladesh. VOA's Diane Roberts.
These are some of the heaviest rains in recent years. That's what Bangladesh's meteorological department chief told AFP. Officials said heavy rains lashed the southeast region August 1st through 11th, triggering flash floods that caused rivers to burst their banks and inundate hundreds of villages. Officials say it was only possible to confirm how many were killed after the floodwaters began to recede. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
7 of Hong Kong's most prominent pro-democracy advocates had part of their convictions quashed Monday over their roles in one of the biggest pro-democracy protests in 2019. Jimmy Lai, founder of the new, now-defunct Apple Daily newspaper, Martin Lee, the founding chairman of the city's Democratic Party, and 5 former pro-democracy lawmakers, including a barrister, Margaret Ng, had been found guilty of organizing and participating in unauthorized assembly. They were jailed between 8 to 18 months. Martin Lee, nicknamed the city's father democracy, Ng and Albert Ho were given suspended jail sentences. I'm Tommy McNeil.